Morning Watch, Wednesday. Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ, week one. The will of God concerning the all-inclusive, extensive Christ. Related verses. Colossians 1, verses 9 through 14. Therefore we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease praying and asking on your behalf, that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk worthily of the Lord, to please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing by the full knowledge of God, being empowered with all power, according to the might of his glory, unto all endurance and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him. Matthew 17:5. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I have found my delight. Hear him." Philippians 1:19-21a. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation, through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me, to live is Christ. Suggested reading. According to Colossians 1, verses 9 through 13, first we receive the knowledge of God's plan, and then based on that knowledge, we walk worthily of the Lord. To know is first, to walk is second. Knowing the will of God and the eternal plan of God enable us to walk worthily of the Lord. Our revelation directs our walking. Our walk is under the control of the revelation that we have. We all need to spend time to read the scriptures, to meditate on the Lord's word, and to pray concerning these matters, until we are filled with the truth and with the full knowledge of God's eternal plan. When this happens, we will have wisdom in our spirit and heart and spiritual understanding and our spiritually enlightened and renewed mind. We will have knowledge not in our natural mind with its natural concepts, but in our renewed mind that has been given understanding by the Holy Spirit through our spirit. Then this knowledge, this revelation, will direct and control our daily walk. Thus, first we need to know the will of God, to know that Christ is everything. Then we will walk according to what we know. This walk will be worthy of the Lord. To walk worthily of the Lord and grow by the full knowledge of God is to live and walk according to spiritual wisdom and understanding. After we receive the revelation and vision concerning Christ, we have to walk according to it. Then we will walk worthily of the Lord and partake of the Lord more and more. In this way, we grow by Christ being increased in us. The way for Christ to increase in us is by our receiving spiritual wisdom, understanding, and revelation concerning Christ, and by walking according to the spiritual revelation of Christ that we have received. This is to gain the real subjective and experiential knowledge of God, by which we grow with the increase of Christ. We need the inner empowering according to the might of His glory. This is not only to have revelation in our understanding, it is something more. It is that the Holy Spirit within us strengthens us, energizes us, and imparts the might of God's glory into us. First, we have revelation and vision in our spiritual understanding. Then, we make the decision to walk according to that vision. Third, we look to the Lord that He may strengthen us with His power. This is the proper way to walk in Christ. Walking worthily of the Lord results from the full knowledge of God's will. If we know that God's will is for us to be saturated with Christ, to take Christ as our life and our person, and to live Christ, spontaneously our walk will be worthy of the Lord. Some think that to walk worthily of the Lord is to be humble, nice, and generous. However, a worthy walk is a walk in which we live Christ. We can be humble, nice, and generous without living by Christ. Only by living out Christ can we walk worthily of the Lord. Christ is the will of God, and He should also be our walk.